Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Jebel Webde neighbourhood of Amman, Jordan. One of Amman's oldest districts, Jebel Webde has become a haven for the city's locally grown community of artists and food artisans, as well as creatives from around the Arab region. Our guide is Monocle's Jacqueline Sophia.
Kind of a unique neighborhood when it comes to food. You can see the old and the new generations of Jordanians coming together here. And so you have some really traditional family-owned places that have been around for decades. And then you have these new kind of progressive food experiences that even though they're trying new things and creating new ways of cooking and making food, they're still maintaining a lot of the fundamentals of Jordanian cuisine. It's this really beautiful combination of old and new, and in my opinion, it makes it kind of the perfect place to eat here in Jordan.
What is the essence of Namniyeh?
So we met during university. We studied architecture, and we had a similar interest in not spending that much time at university. We loved design. But we always pick the projects where we could go out of the city and explore. And this is when it all started.
Making jam was an expression of perspective shift and a shift in lifestyle in general. We wanted to perfect the craft, but only taking from the traditional recipe what brings out the quality of the fruit without adding so much sugar. In that process, we are trying to raise awareness about a healthier and more conscious lifestyle. So we're in the process of trying to figure out how to use the natural sugars in grape and apples to go completely sugar-free. But for now, the process that we follow is that we process the fruit for around 3 to 4 days, extracting the natural sugars and the pectin in the fruit peel, in the flesh, and the stones. These two jams, the peach and the plum, come from an area in Jordan where it's called Fhis. It's considered one of our agricultural heritage sites, not officially, but it's one of the biggest agricultural lands in a valley between three major cities, Amman, Fhis, and Salt. And we've been working with the farmers there since we started 4 years ago. And they have of the best and the oldest stone fruits. And unfortunately, in the last 2 years, there have been negotiations to sell that land. And they already did, and we're really concerned about, usually the older generations, they take care of the land. And when the older people in the family die, the next generation don't really understand the value of the land. They understand the value in terms of cash and just selling it, turning it into a commercial complexes or residential complexes. So we launched our tea line just a year ago. We split the landscape into four areas. We have plains, valley, mountain, and the desert. And the geography in Jordan is very interesting because just in a very short road trip, you could go through all these very different ecosystems. And the tea was a very interesting medium to use. It was more of a poetic expression of the landscapes. And what we did is that we called this line Teascapes. We wanted to create this young, dynamic, contemporary brand that would really have a lot of respect and learn from traditional recipes, but still make it much more accessible to the younger generation and also to revive all these ideas.
And to have a kind of alternative to what we have in the market and the lifestyle that we have in general in the city. At one point, we really wanted to get out of the city and start something just really off the grid. But then we decided to come back and to have that kind of parallel lifestyle that would represent the true values that we have. And at the same time, it could still be contemporary and it could still be valid inside the city.
I'm Luca.
I'm Hind. And the place is called Joz Hind. In colloquial Arabic, it means the husband of Hind. but as well coconut. But the husband of Hind, it Joe's Hind, so I'm Hind and he's my husband, and that's the story of the name of the place.
All right, so Lucas, tell us what you're whipping up.
This is really typical sauce from my area, and it's internationally known, the Bolognese sauce, but it's ragu in Italian. And nothing is like meat, tomatoes, and vegetables, basically. But it's really like tasty, and I don't know. And we match it always with tagliatelle, where it's like thick pasta, and we usually keep it really, really al dente with this sauce. And then nothing, like a little bit of Parmesan in the hand, and that's it. And then I prepare the salad for the chicken. It's like the second dishes.
Can you tell us a little about the chicken dish? What is that in total?
This is a roasted chicken, and now it's in the oven. And basically it's roasted really simply with potatoes and pumpkin, and a mix of herbs, where it's like oregano, rosemary, a little bit of parsley, garlic, one half onion, just a little bit. And juniper, just to give like a taste of, like a different taste to it. And I serve with a salad, it's a mixed salad with lettuce, cucumbers, and carrots, radish, and a mix of cabbage, with dressing of lemon and pomegranate molasses. And then in the top I put a little bit of sumac, give like acidity. And nothing, that's it. Simple.
But like pomegranate and sumac, that's stuff that's like Jordanian ingredients.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you've started adding more of those kind of things to your dishes?
Well, from the beginning, I try always to put local. And now more and more I try. And more and more I try to cook the local products, but in a different way. So I try to experiment these things where it's funny for me. Like, I mean, I'm enjoying it. But sometimes people don't really understand. I mean, you know, they say, no, this is not the way to cook or the way like to match with someone. They say, okay, I agree, but that's why I try always to match with something different or cook in a different way. So yeah, I try always to add local. And they are really nice things too, and they match perfectly. So why not? I mean, yeah.
You don't feel like you're giving up like the Italianness of it at all?
Honestly, I'm becoming like a little bit far from Italian cuisine more and more. I mean, I cook like a lot of stuff, and I eat Indian a lot because I really love it. And yeah, I try always, it's fusion, and it's not even Italian anymore, I think. I'm Italian, but I cook like, I think fusion, definitely.
We are here at Matram Zamur, and they are, I would say they're the best falafel place in Amman, but that's very debatable. So this is my favorite falafel place in Amman, personally. A lot of people like Hashim's, which is in the Ballad, and, you know, very popular. The king has eaten there, but I really like this place because it's kind of small. It's right off the circle here in Webday. And it's kind of like, it's a neighborhood place. And you eat your falafel here most of the time, right?
Indeed. It's very delicious falafel.
So we're going to go order a sandwich first. We're going to order a shrak. And then I'm going to get a bag of falafel because that's what I prefer. So let's explain what he's doing here, okay? Because what does a shrak involve?
It's a wrap of thin bread, like has contained of falafel, hummus, salad, and french fries. Mixed all together and wrapped in a long falafel wrap. They heat it after wrapping it and it becomes crispy.
They usually put it on the grill over there. It looks like a giant panini press. They usually put it on there for like, what, 5 minutes?
Sometimes longer.
I mean, these guys also, they have breakfast. You can get like the fool, you can get hummus, you can get, what else can you get here aside that?
Let's see, it's a mix of fool and hummus together with the lemonade sauce. They mix it together and they serve it. And there's another one, it's called msabaha. It's like licorice hummus with the beans, with the lemonade sauce as well.
Oh, it's ready. Yeah. Shukran. Okay, so the thing about falafel is that I always feel like different places, their falafels taste different. And in the US, the falafel is really bad. So why is it that like the falafel here tastes so good?
Because wherever you go, you'll find different spices, and different spices that are allowed to be imported into the country. So sometimes, like, let's, for example, if you go to KFC in the States, and you just like grab a meal before you get to your plane and you come to Jordan, and the first thing that you'll go and do because you're hungry, you'll go to another KFC in Jordan because you like it too much. And when you get there, it tastes totally different because they use different spices, even though it's still the same brand. So in every country, there's like usual or normal spices that are used to import and utilize in the same country.
For me, falafel here, it's way softer than in the US. It doesn't have that grainy texture to it. Like, it's almost like a pillow with a crispy outside. I could go to sleep on this piece of falafel. It's so soft.
Maybe eventually Arab had inspired the West to get some burritos.
This has been episode number 59 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guide for the Jebel Webb neighborhood of Amman was Monocle's Jacqueline Sophia. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.